This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster, my podcast.
And these are Lesser Elder Gods.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Whew. Yeah, so a little bit of a bummer here.
There's not a lot in this entry or the next one.
Right.
To go on. These are rough ones.
This is a real catch-all. Like, these are any kind of servants to the Elder Gods. The Elder Gods being not a really satisfying addition to the canon, if I can say so. Just because, I don't know, like, they're supposedly, like, at least not malicious. Some of them are benevolent. Yeah, it's not great.
It's your Nodens and your Basts.
Yes. Yeah.
You are the big ones that show up. And we'll talk about Nodens eventually. And then Bast, who we've already talked about, who's the cat goddess. Who, you know, I'm fine with Bast.
Bast is
but
fine.
Yeah, it's not, I don't need Bast to have this Eldric monstrosity servant. Like, that's weird.
There's a little
handmaid. Like, if Pocket had a little handmaid that could send me into space, like, I'd be very unfortunate.
Pocket's pet. Yeah.
Yeah, Pocket's pet that sent me into space. would not care for it. So these things can basically be anything, but usually they show up as a light and pure energy and stuff.
Yes. Just the general catch-all sentence here. These lesser elder gods may be the inspiration for the stories of angels and biblical manifestations, as well as some UFO sightings. So,
yeah.
Okay.
That's fine. That's a good hook.
Yes.
Right. It doesn't tell you that gets these into your campaign. It doesn't really tell you enough about what to do with them.
Right. Right.
You know, but it gets them into your campaign just fine. Mm-hmm. And then the other kind of noteworthy thing is when they attack, they engulf you in flame and throw you into space.
Which seems like overkill to me. Pick one or the other.
Yeah, it's real nasty. If you're a human, you die.
Well, yeah.
If you're like a ghoul or whatever, you probably die.
Yeah.
If you're one of the a god, because this thing will fight mythos deities.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this thing, because it's on the side of like Nodens and Bast and stuff. It's not necessarily evil. Mm-hmm. If it fights a mythos deity, then that deity has to be called back from space.
Right.
Which I like because it's very petulant.
I just like the idea of just, I don't know, you've got Nyarlathotep just flying through space. damn you, I'm foiled again.
Damn you, kids. You know, until somebody rings in. I'm not coming back until somebody calls. I don't care. Text me. You know, send me a Nyarlathotep.
Just let me know when this bullshit is over. I'm sorry, did you say Nyarlathotext?
Yeah.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.